You're holding Daf Yud Amar Aleph. We'll just start over again. Last Gemara on Daf Tesam Beis. So again, but two dots. So the Brisa says, Tana Rabbonim, Ba'asukas Teishvu V'loi B'sukas Shetakas HaSukah. You can't sit in one sukkah under another sukkah. V'loi B'asukas Shetakas Ilon, not a sukkah under a tree. V'loi B'asukas Shebetoy Chabayis. And not if you're in a sukkah in the house. So the Gemara Adaraba, Ba'asukas is Tarti Mashma. We read it, Ba'asukas with a Vav. It's mashma too, so it should be kosher to have two sukkahs. Omer Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, Pasukah is ksiv. The ksiv, the misservice, the way it's given over, is without a vav. So like Loshin Yochid. The Torah says the mitzvah sukkah, you have to be in one sukkah, and not under two schachs. We'll see later how high up the second schach has to be in order to make the bottom one posel. But if you're sitting in one sukkah, and on top of you there's another sukkah, the bottom sukkah is posel. The Omer Rav Yirmiyah, sometimes both the top and the bottom sukkah are kosher. You're allowed to eat in both of them. Sometimes both the top and the bottom one are posel. Sometimes the bottom one is kosher. The top sukkah is posel. Sometimes the bottom one is posel. The top one is kosher. And pomim sheshtayim ksheiros. And now the Gemara goes to explain the Braisa. What do you mean to say, Pomim Shashtem Ksheros? How do you have it that sometimes both are kosher? Hechidomi, Kugoyin Shetach, Toine, Chamosim, Rube Mitzulsim. The bottom sukkah, its chach, is not kosher schach. There's more sun coming through than shade. Therefore, it's not cold like a schach. For Helioina, the top sukkah, though, Tzilsim, Rube Mechamosim, has more tzil, has more shade, has more schach, than it has cham, sun coming through. Therefore, the top one is kosher schach. The kaimel yoyne b'teich eskrim. And we're talking about the top schach is below 20 amis off the ground. So therefore, both sukkahs are kosher. Because when you're sitting in the bottom one, it's not cold. You consider it like you're under two sukkahs. Because its schach is posel schach. So what's the only kosher schach? Only from the top sukkah. And the top sukkah is within 20 amis from the ground. Therefore, that top schach helps for both. For the top part of the sukkah and for the bottom part of the sukkah. So really it's all considered like one big sukkah, therefore it's kosher whether you're in bottom, whether you're on top. Vayta pomim shevshteim sulas, sometimes both the top and the bottom are posel. How was that? Hechidomi, how's the case? Kagoyin de tavayu tzilsam rubim mechamosin. Both sukkahs have good tzchach on them, that there's more tzel, more shade coming through than there is sun. So both of them are like, should have been kosher tzchachs. But the top sukkah is more than 20 yamas above even its floor. In other words, let's say the bottom sukkah, let's say, is 10 feet high. Now, on top of that, you made another sukkah. Now, that top sukkah is 20 yamas above the 20 feet. In other words, from the floor of the top sukkah until its roof is more than 20 yamas. Therefore, the top one is posel, because its chach is more than 20 yamas above its floor, it's a posel sukkah. And the bottom sukkah, even though its chach is within 20 yamas from its floor, but the bottom sukkah is posel, because that's called sukkah tachas sukkah. Since the bottom one has a good chach, and the top one has chach, the bottom chach is posel, because that's our posel of basukkah's teshru. The Torah says sit in one sukkah, and not in a sukkah that's under two chachs. Sometimes the bottom one is kosher, but the top one is posel. Hechidom, what's the case? The bottom sukkah has kosher schach, enough amount of schach, that there's more shade, more tzel, than there is cham, than sun. But the top schach is chamosam rubem mitzusa. The top one is posel schach, the top one. It has more sun coming through it than it has shade. Therefore, the top sukkah is posel. Mashenka, the bottom one is kosher. Poshet, because the bottom one is the only tzchach. The top one is not called tzchach. So it doesn't have the psul of a sukkah, tachas a sukkah. Now, our gears in the Gemara is now that it says, Vekaimo tavayu b'toich esrim. Providing both of them is within 20 yamas off the ground. In other words, even the top sukkah is not 20 yamas above the ground. So it's mashpah from the Gemara, the way we're gurus, the way Rashi is gurus. The Rashi speaks that clearly. That hechidomi kugoyin shetachtoin etzulsim ruba tischach shel ol yoyne lav tschachu vule mislo tachtoin mishum sukkah tachasukka vi ol yoyne psula mishum dechavosim ruba mitzulsa o kugoyin the gear says the kaima tavaya v'toy choflorets Why is that Rashi? Di elyoina lamala miyeshrim, because if the top tzchach would be above 20 amis, av tachtoin epsula, even the bottom would be posel. Mishum de mitztarev tzchach posel bahade tzchach, bahade koshim. Mishum de tzchach lamala miyeshrim sula. Notice, if the top tzchach would have been above 20 amis, that's called posel tzchach. And you would be using that top tzchach to make kosher the bottom tzchach. Therefore, the bottom one would have been posel. But if the top one is within 20 yamis, let's start, let it be part of the bottom one. Providing the top one is not more shade, so the top one is a posel tzchach, therefore it does not pass on the bottom sukkah. So b'kitzur, the bottom sukkah is kosher because that's the only tzchach there is. But the top tzchach is more sun coming through, so it's posel tzchach. Rashi said that's only if the top one is lamata mechof. But if the top tzchach would be lamala mechof, then it would pass on the bottom one. The bottom sukkah by itself has already tzulsim rube mechamosa. So why should the top tzchach passel? Lechur, it's not called tzchach because there's more sun. So you see from Rashi that whatever is lamala mechof is considered posel tzchach. And exactly what's under that posel tzchach, like the shade that comes from that posel tzchach, you have to take it away from the bottom tzchach. Even though the bottom tzchach has a lot of tzchach and there's more tzel coming through, but straight above it, what's above the posel tzchach, we have to look as if there's no tzchach underneath it. So l'chura, this is the spirit of what we had before in Rashi. Before in Rashi, the Testament base was mashma that by the tree on top, it's only posel. If you have to be mitzvah, if you need the tree to make the bottom sukkah tzulsim uber mechamosam. But as Masha from Rashi, if you would have more shade on the bottom one, you did not need the tree altogether. So even though the tree is above the sukkah, it would not pass on the sukkah, because you don't need it. And here from Rashi, it's Masha, no. Even though you don't need this chach lamala mechof, because we're talking about the bottom sukkah by itself, has a tilsa merubah, has more shade, has kosher chach, still since you have above it, above 20 yamas, posel chach, that posel chach makes it like what's exactly underneath it, is not considered tzchach. And therefore, if that top tzchach would take it, like straight underneath it, take away the tzchach that's on the bottom sukkah, if you would take away those pieces, you would not have enough tzel on the bottom tzchach, then it would be kosher. So really, the Pnei Yeshua and the Sfasemis, yes, the Sfasir in Rashi, the Sfasemis wants to answer that before by a tree, since you did not make the tree the same tzchach, you didn't put it there, therefore it doesn't passel so much. Therefore, if you have kosher tzchach on the bottom, Rashi sheet there is, that would be kosher. Mashiach, and here where you made the top tzchach, l'shem tzchach, and you put it up l'mala mechof, which is posel tzchach, that's worse. So that posel tzchach on top, any shade that comes down from it, you have to look as if there's no tzchach at all on the bottom one. So let's say there's only a few branches on top of this posel tzchach. So if you would take away what's exactly underneath it, and make believe from the bottom tzchach, you don't have that part of the tzchach there, if you would still have Roiv, you still have more shade, avad would still be kosher. But if you have to take away exactly what's underneath that top tzchach, even though it's only a meat, but if you take it away from the bottom one, then the bottom one would not have by itself roiv tzel, and the chanami, then it would be posel over here. Vaita. The Mara says now, shall yainuk sheriv tachtoin epsul hechidami, how do you have the last case, that the top one is kosher and the bottom one is posel? Both of them have kosher tzchach. They're both more tzel, more shade than sun. And also the kaimo elyoyne b'toy cheskrim. The top one is within 20 yamis off the ground, off its ground. So therefore the top one is kosher, and the bottom one is posel from our halacha, because basukas teshva, you have to be under one sukkah, not under two sukkahs. For the Gemara Pshita, like all these halachas are poshet, if you have the brisa before, that we're dashing in one sukkah, not in two sukkahs, so all these cases are poshut. So Gemara says, Tachtoino ksheiro, ve'elyoine psul yitzrichlei. No, the next case we had, that the bottom one is kosher and the top one is posel, that's the chiddush. Ma, the time I would have thought, nigzor, dilmo mitztarev tzchach posel, ba'de tzchach kosher, kamash malon. That I would have thought, in the case that the bottom sukkah taka has kosher tzchach, it's more tzel than cham. The top sukkah doesn't have kosher tzchach. There's more cham. It's more sun coming through than shade. But I would have thought even the bottom sukkah should be posel. But that's making zero. Dilma mitzarv. Maybe sometimes you're going to come on to use the top sukkah to make the bottom one puzzle. So therefore, even the bottom one should be puzzle. Kamash v'long, we don't make such a zero. So really, the place to ask the question, according to Rashi's girsa, that we're talking about now, even the top schach is within 20 yamas off the ground, because if it would have been above 20, it would be puzzle, according to Rashi. It's like, what's the chiddush here? The chorab shita. If the top schach is within 20 yamas from the ground, so what do you mean I make zero? Maybe I'll be mitzarfit. And the chanami, you'll have to be mitzarfit. You could use it if it's less than 20 off the ground. So according to Rashi, you have to learn Shan the Gemara means here, I would make a gzera that maybe sometimes the schach would be l'mala mechof, and then also you'd want to use it. And then taka it's possible. Kamashman, we don't make such a gzera. But as you said, that taka rakasha, like if we're talking about now, the top schach is less than 20 yamas off the ground, so like pshita, we don't make a gzera in another case where it's above 20 yamas. Therefore, before Tosis and the Testament Beit learns Pshat here, like Rabbi Natan learns Pshat, that Tzchach Lamala Mechof is not called Posle Tzchach. You can't use it, it doesn't make the Sukkah Kosher, but it doesn't Posle, it's not like you have a tree there. Because really the Tzchach by itself is Kosher, there's no Psalm, yet some Chepts of the Tzchach. It's just that it's in the wrong place right now. So even though it's Lamala Mechof, it would not Posle what's underneath it. So Rabbi Natan learned before now, Gemara the Girsa should be no. That the bottom one has good schach, it's taka more tzeil, and the top one, even though it's above 20 yamas, so what? As long as the top schach is not tzeil, it has more sun coming through, so the top schach is posle schach, therefore the bottom one is the only kosher one, so if you're eating in the bottom sukkah, it's called you're in one sukkah, not in two sukkahs. But I don't care the fact that top schach is lamala michof, because lamala michof is not really called a paslis. It's not called the apostle's chach there that takes away whatever underneath it. It's just called you can't use that. But when you don't need it, avad is still is kosher. So this pshat in the Koran Torah is a very good allegorist here. A guy would have thought it's possible because maybe sometimes your bottom sukkah does not have enough chach and you don't want to come on to use the top chach. And in this case, you couldn't do it. Since the top schach is more than 20 yamas above the ground, you can't be mitzarif. You can't use the top schach to add on to the bottom schach to make both of them kosher. So that's the kamashman. We're not afraid that right now, since you have enough schach on the bottom sukkah, it's kosher the way it is right now. We're not afraid. Sometimes you have to come on to use the top schach. We don't make such a gzera. The Gemara says, "Kama yehei bein sukkah l'sukkah hotei tachtoy nepsula." Hey, how much above does the top schach have to be from the bottom schach, from the bottom sukkah, in order to make the bottom sukkah possible? Is omer afuna tefach. As long as the top sukkah is a tefach above the bottom schach, that already makes it possible. Why shekein metzinu bo'er le'tumah tefach? We find halacha by an oil, by a tent over a mace, there's halacha of a tefach. As long as the oil, the tent on top, the roof on top, is a tefach above the mace, it has certain halachas. The Tanya would learn like this. Tef, or else the Tanan that should be, it's a Mishnah oil is the Tanan. Tefach al tefach barum tefach. If you have a board that's wider tefach and longer tefach, and there has to be a height of a tefach, it's above the mace, least a tefach. In such a case, maybe yes a tumah, v'choytzes b'fnei a tumah. It brings tumah, and it's also a chatzitza between tumah. In other words, you see the meaning of a tefach. A tefach is four fingers. Avo pochus merum tefach, if it's less than a tefach away from the mace, then we say loy mevi v'loy chetzitz. Chetzitz. It doesn't bring tumah. It's not a chetzitz. It doesn't stop the tumah from going up. So Rashi said, the loch of a tefach is that let's say you have a board that's wide, a tefach, and long, and on the one side of the board there's a mace, and on the other side of the board you have a keli. You have a kli there. So the locker is, it's called an oil, and the mace, the tumas hamace, goes up and hits this board, and goes along the board, and comes down again on the other side. It stops the tumah from going straight up, but rather it goes along the board and then comes down again. That's only providing the board is a tefach above the mace. But let's say that this board is directly on top of the mace, then we say there's not a tefach between it, it's not called an oil, and then we say the tumah is ritzutz v'yelo. The tumah shoots straight up to Shemayim, like, and if anything is on top of this board, it's also makabel tumah. So that's this halacha, that if it has a tefach, it's maybe it's a tumah. In other words, if the board has underneath it one side is a mace and the other side is a keli, it brings the tumah onto the keli. The chaytis b'fnei atumah, also it stops the tumah from shooting straight up. If you have a kli on top of this board, since the board is above the mace more than a tefach, it's called a chaytis, it's called like a mechitza, it does let the tumah go straight up. But av pochas mirum tefach, let's say it's less than a tefach above the mace, then we say loy mevi, it's not called like an oil. And if the kelim on the other side of the on the other side of the board, underneath the board, it does not bring the tumor there. For loy chaytes, and it does not stop the tumor from shooting straight up. But adarabba, the tumor goes straight up. So if you have a kli on top of this board, underneath the mace, it becomes tame, because the tumor same shoots straight up. So you see, there's such a thing, if you have a tefach in between, it's called a new oil. So maybe here also, if you're in the bottom sukkah, and on the top of your schach, one tefach above that, you have another schach, that makes it cold like a new roof, and the bottom sukkah is possible because it's called the sukkah tachas sukkah. We'll soon see we don't pass like this. For Rav Chisda, for Rabba, by Rav Huna Ramri, they both say no arbor. It has to at least be four tefachim above the bottom sukkah. Shalei matzino mokem choshe pochas mi arbor. We never find a rishus less than 4x4 tefachim. In other words, rishus hayochid, the smallest it could be, is 4x4. A karmelis has to at least be 4x4. So, less than that is not called a song rishus. So this top sukkah also, if it's not at least 4 tefachim above the bottom one, it's not called its own sukkah. O Shmuel Amar, and Loch is like Shmuel, Shmuel says, Asorah. It has to at least be 10 tefachim above the bottom sukkah. My time of the Shmuel, what's the reasoning of Shmuel? That Techshera kach psula. Ma hechshera, just like to make a sukkah kosher. The Asorah, you have to have at least 10 tefachim that we had before in the first Mishnah. That the schach has to be at least 10 tefachim off the ground is a psula bi asorah. Who are then, if you want to have a top sukkah, that the top sukkah now makes the bottom one posel, so in order to make the bottom one posel, it has to have a shame the top one is like a kosher sukkah. So if a kosher sukkah needs 10 tefachim, it's a svara the top sukkah also has to have a 10 tefachim between the floor of it and its schach. If there's 10 tefachim, then the top one is called schach, and then the bottom sukkah is possible because it's called a sukkah tachas sukkah. Verse says Tanan, we learned in our last Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Reimer, Emein Diurin Bel Yoino HaTachtoinik Sheira. If nobody is living in the top sukkah, even though it's a top sukkah above the bottom sukkah, then the bottom one is kosher. Fred Gemara Mayen Diurin, what does it mean nobody's living in the top sukkah? Eli Madurin Mamicha, nobody's living there. Is Otto Diurin Kogarmi? Does it depend upon if somebody's living there or not? The Kuru the Posek was saying about sukkahs, you have to be in one and not in two. It doesn't make a difference if somebody's living on the top. As long as Lamaisa there's a sukkah on top, it makes the bottom one possible. So why do I care if nobody's living on top? As long as it's a sukkah that could be used, the bottom sukkah should be possible. Elo, we're talking about Lav, Elo Lav, Mayen Diurin. What does it mean if nobody's living on top? It means if nobody is able to live on the top. That's what it means. It's not livable. What's the case? It's not 10 tefachim. The top sukkah is not 10 tefachim. It's schach. It's not 10 tefachim above its ground. So it's not livable. And so therefore, Yehuda says the top sukkah is not called a sukkah. Therefore, the bottom one is kosher. Of the mechlal, the Tanakama sover, but that's a Yehuda shita. Mashma, the first Tanakh in the Mishnah, Tanakhama, Sovar holds, Afal Pi She'en Arui Ladira, Psula, even though you can't live on the top one, it's not above 10 tefachim, it's not livable, still it's called a sukkah, and it makes the bottom sukkah possible. So Churat Akashi, you see, not like Shmuel, you see, even though the top sukkah is not a 10 tefachim, still it's called a sukkah to make the bottom one possible. Tomorrow says no. Ki Yossi Rav Dimi Omar, when Rav Dimi came, he said like this, that Amri b'Marova, we learned in Eretz Yisrael, at the Pshat in the Mishnah is like this. Emein atachtoino yecholu lekabel koro muksosa shelo yoina. If the bottom one, the bottom roof, the bottom schach is not so strong that it can't accept if somebody is living on the top sukkah, if they bring in there their koro muksosa, they bring in there their blankets and their pillows, Yishino will cave in. So in such a case, the bottom sukkah is kosher, because the ma'aseh, you're sitting on the bottom ground, you could sit there, you could live there, and you have schach on top of you. I, the top sukkah, people can't live there because if they'll sit there or cave in. So therefore, the top one is not called the kosher sukkah. So the bottom one is kosher. That's Pshat and Yehuda. So for the Gemara, Mechlal, the Tanakama, Sover, Afa, Pish, and Neru, the Kabo, Psula. So how could that be? Mashma, Tanakama then argues and says, even though nobody could live on the top one because it's so weak, it's floor, you'll cave in, still it's called the sukkah. And the bottom one is posel. Like, why should that be? If you can't live at all on the top one, it's not called a sukkah. So Moran says, I'll tell you, we're talking about a badr, top sukkah is 10 tefachim above its floor. So really it has the dimensions of a kosher sukkah. And idea tchak, that means there are beams there, that if you'll sit badafka, put your chair, put your pillows and blankets on top of that one strong beam, you won't cave in. So idea tchak, if you be very, very careful, you could sit and eat on the top one. That's the machlokes. The Tanakama says, since you could use the top one, it's livable. Idea tchak, it's called the dira. And therefore, the bottom one is possible because it's called the sukkah, takas sukkah. And the Yehuda Shitra is no, since you could only use the top one, idea tchak, but normal a manner, you can't even live there. Again, not because you have to have people living there, but it has to be livable. And since in a normal manner it's not livable, the Yehuda does not possible. The top one is not called the sukkah, and therefore does not make the bottom one called the sukkah, takas sukkah. In the bottom sukkah is kosher to sit there. So Mel, there's no kasha and shmul. In the loch we hold like shmul. If the bottom one is only posel, if the top one is at least yutfachim above its floor. So the top one is called the sukkah. Therefore the bottom one has a psul of sukkah, takas sukkah. And the Ran explained that the machlekes really of Yehuda and Tanakam here is that Yehuda goes to shitosi of the first Mishnah. And the first Mishnah of Yehuda holds that the schach is kosher even though it's lamala mechofama. And one man the Yom said, the machlekes there was, if you hold diros ara, diros kva, if you hold that it could even be more than 20 yamas tall, even though you need strong walls for that, well, he holds diros kva is also kosher. And the rabbanim say, no, you dafka need a diros arai, and not a diros kva. It can't be a permanent living, it has to be a temporary. It's the same thing here also. If you can only live on the top of an ideat chak, it's only you have to be very, very careful. So according to the Rabbanan Shita, that all you need is just a diras arai, this is called a diras arai, it's called a temporary way of living. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you need a kvias, a kva, if you're going to live there temporarily, adiat chak, that's not called a sukkah, that's right to be called a sukkah, and therefore the bottom one is not possible. So the Mishnah Vayta, piris oleha sadin, if you spread out on top of your schach, you had a sukkah with kosher schach, on top of it you spread out the blanket, sadin, cloth, mifneachama, because it's too sunny, the sun is coming in, it's too hot inside, so you want to spread out a cloth to prevent the sun from coming in. Oitach ter, or else you spread out this cloth, that the cloth is poslaschach, could be made out of other material, maybe it's mekabel tumor even, and you put it now underneath your schach, oitach teom, mifneha nesher, that you don't want the leaves from your schach to fall inside your sukkah, it bothers you. That's why you're putting this cloth either on top to stop the sun or right underneath it to stop the leaves from falling in. Or else inside the sukkah you have like a bed, and on top of the bed there are four poles coming up on the four sides of the bed, and on top of that like a canopy you throw a blanket over it, so you make like an oil like a tent, and if you're sitting now inside that tent you should know psula, you're posel because it's not cold, you're reading in a sukkah. It's considered you're eating underneath this tent. And this is a posel tent. It's not kosher schach. Avo parisu agabe naklite yamita. But if you have a naklite, which the Gemara explains, that's if you have your bed, you just have two poles going up right in the middle of your bed. And you have one pole going across it. So if you throw a blanket over it right now, it looks like a tent. That in the middle, it's like a point. And the two sides come down slanty. So that's not called an oil at all, because it doesn't have a gag, it doesn't have a roof on top of it. So therefore, if you're sleeping or eating inside that tent, that's not called a tent. So it's like bottle. So therefore, we say, where are you? You're in your sukkah. Therefore, it's kosher to make this inside your sukkah. It's not called, you're like in a separate rishus. It's still called, you're part of the first sukkah. Therefore, it's kosher. The Gemara says, Omer Rav Chisda, Lo Yishonu, when do we say you can't spread cloth on top of Yischach or under Yischach? Only if you're doing it like the Mishnah says, not to leaves, should not fall in. Let's say you want to put beautiful clothing there, beautiful sheets, to make the schach look nice, then chera. even though the sheet maybe is a davar makabel tumor, or else it's something that doesn't grow off the ground, you still want to use metal, still will be kosher. Why? Because since you're doing it to make it look nice, anything to make it look nice is like bottle becomes part of the schach. Mor says pshita, avada it's good. Mor answers, if pshita mepnei hanesha tanan, the Mishnah says the reason why it's no good, because you put up this covering to stop the leaves from falling in. But if you put it there to make it look nice, pshita is kosher. So Mor answers, no, ma the time I would have thought. Hu adin diachvilu lenoisoi. The same halacha should apply even though you're putting it up there to make it look nice. But since these sheets are posel for schach, I would think it's posel for hodik tonim if nehanesher. Why does the Mishnah say the reason why it's no good? Because you're putting it up here to stop the leaves from falling down, urcha de milsekatoni, because that's the normal manner, what people do. So that's why that's the case the Mishnah picks. But maybe if you put up this posel schach to make the schach look nice, it's also posel kamash malon. That's what chizus for unknown. If you put something to make it look nice, it's bottled to the schach, and therefore it's kosher. Well, so now, lame and messiah, let me go and bring you a raya to Rav Chizda. That there's a halacha we had in Masech Tebeya, that sichecha kil choser. Let's say you put kosher schach on top of your sukkah, the itro, and now you beautified it. The kromim, the sadin, and hamsiyorim. You put beautiful sheets that have nice pictures on them. So this is the raya, and partially you put these beautiful sheets right underneath your schach. You hung on it nuts, shkei de mammons, afraskin, other type of nuts, peaches, furimoinim and pomegranates, parachilia novim, clusters of grapes, viatara shalshibolim, and stalks of wheat, yenus, wine, shmonim, oil, the sotois, and flour. Is the locha oslas topic men, ad moitsoi yom tevachim. If you put these things up to make the sukkah schach look nice, it has a kedusha on them. It's called Huxla Mitzvosoi, and you're not allowed to have a nor from them until after Yom Tov. But Ad Moitsoi Yom Tov Achron Shachag. Until the end of Yom Tov, it's called Huxla Mitzvosoi, it's put up to make the sukkah look nice. Therefore, it becomes part of the schach, he can't have enjoyment from it. But Vim Histon Alayim, if you made it tonight, you made a condition that when you're first putting up these fruits or these nice pictures, you don't want it to become part of the schach, you don't want it to get kedusha on it. You say you want to use it right away. Is the mhistna layam akolofi tanai. A tanai conditioning could help. If you make a condition that you want to use it right away, you don't want the kedusha sasukkah to be chal on it, that helps. And an enechanami taka, the kedusha is not chal on these decorations. But akolponim, you see clearly that you're allowed to have decorations, a sheet, right underneath the schach. So even though it's covering the schach, and these sheets are posel for schach, because it's a dovra makabel tumor, still we say, since you put it up there to make it look nice, that's from Chizda Svara, it's bottled to the Tzchach. So Gemara answers, no, maybe you have no right from here. I tell you, Dilma Menatzad Hitma. Dilma Menatzad. Maybe here it's talking about that you're putting up these beautiful sheets on the side of the sukkah, on the walls. But maybe not on top. Maybe if you do it on top, maybe it's not like Rav Chizda, maybe it'll be possible. But I call upon a malach, we hold like Rav Chizda, that if you put it up there to make it look nice, then it's bottled to the Tzchach. But this is providing, like we'll soon see in the Gemara, that it's less than Dalat Tfachim away from the Tzchach. If it's within Dalat Tfachim from the Tzchach, that's the Svar, it's bottled to the Tzchach, becomes part of the Tzchach. But if it's lower down, away from the Tzchach, Dalat Tfachim, or if it's above the Tzchach, more than Dalat Tfachim, then for sure it's not bottled to the Tzchach, then it makes the Sukkah Apostle. Because then we say, what are you eating under the bottom covering? And the bottom covering is Apostle Tzchach. So it's only a Svar, it's bottled to the Tzchach, we'll soon see, if it's within Dalat Tfachim. Now, so far, this is where Rashi learns that our Chizda is saying, the only time it's kosher if you put things there, to make it look nice. But if it's not for nice, it's like a not bottled to the Tzchach. Tosis in Amar Aleph here brings down the Ben Tam Shit is not like that. That he learns Pshat, that anything you put near the Tzchach, within Dalat Amas of the Tzchach, becomes bottled to the Tzchach. Even if your only purpose is to stop the rain from coming in, or stop the leaves from falling down, it's also bottled to the schach. Like, what's the difference if you put it to make it look nice, or you use it for a purpose? So he learns the only reason why our Mishnah says it's possible is talking about that either you do not have enough kosher schach on your sukkah, and you want to use these sheets to make the schach, to make roiv schach, to make roiv tzel. So that's possible, because you can't use these things on a kavah tumah, it's not right to be schach. But if you would have 100% good schach without these, leshits, then the sheets does not make it possible as long as it's within Dalat Tvachim. Another Pshat Rabbein Atam says is that our Mishnah means that you don't want the sun to bake down. Because if the sun would bake down on your schach the way it is right now, even though right now it's kosher schach, you have more shade than sun, but you're afraid after an hour or two the sun will bake down so much on your schach, it will become smaller, and then there will be more sun coming through. So the reason why you want to put your sheet over the schach is to protect the schach, to make it kosher. So it comes out, the only reason why you still have kosher schach after 2 hours is because of the sheet. And since the sheet is mekabel tumah, therefore it's no good. Or else you want to put the sheet under the schach, in order that the leaves should not fall down. See, even though right now you have kosher schach, there's mostly tzel, but you're afraid if the leaves will keep on falling down after 2 hours, there'll be more sun coming down. There'll be poslet schach. So that's why right now you want to put underneath your schach a sheet to hold up the schach that should not fall in. That's why it's poslet. Because it's considered the only reason why you still have your kosher schach is because of the sheet. But enachnami, let's say you have good schach and nothing will happen to it. The rain, the sun or the rain wouldn't ruin the schach. The only reason why you're putting up a sheet on top of the sukkah is to protect you from the sun coming in or even to protect you from the rain coming in. According to Rabbeinu Tam, sheet it's a kosher sukkah. So l'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah paskens halacha then comes out according to Rabbeinu Tam Shita. Let's say it's raining on sukkahs. And you have a yawning, you have something to put on top of your sukkah. All right, turn over, we'll continue.